Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for January 4th, our first of 2022. It is 10:35 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow with me. Father, we come to you today on the first meeting of this new year, asking for your blessings on this court. Father, we ask that you lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions that we make. And we ask, Lord, that we pray, Lord, for the health and well-being of all the employees and citizens of Jefferson County. In your holy name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Quick question. I know we've installed these cameras in here, but I don't see Gordon here today.
He was here. He's in the back room.
Oh, okay. Very good. All righty. Thank you, Commissioner. All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get started, let's go a little bit out of order. Item I, under County Commissioners, administer oath of office and statement of officer of Lori Leister to the position of interim Jefferson County Clerk to fulfill the unexpired term of Teresa Goodness, retired pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 87.041, and receive and file same. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
I think it moved by Commissioners Bush and Alford and seconded by Commissioner Pierce. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And
Ms. Leister, if you will raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm that you will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of County Clerk of Jefferson County and the State of Texas, and will to the best of your ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the State of Texas and of the United States. So help you God. Congratulations. All right, you will sign your statement of officer. Statement.
All right. We will now move to items under purchasing. Item A, a little bit of a change, to consider and approve an agreement with Function 4 for HP LaserJet managed printers with Jefferson County Clerk's Office for a monthly payment of $695.72 a month in accordance with the Region 5 contract, which replaces the agreement number 21-064DC that was approved on October 5th, 2021. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with the Labiche Architectural Group for architectural services for concrete restoration at the loading dock, interior plaster repairs, and waterproofing at the Jefferson County Courthouse for a not-to-exceed fee of $5,000 plus reimbursable expenses. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have seven items. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2021 budget amendment for general services for copier lease and unemployment. And we're going to have a change in that where the last line of that says that $44,115 is being taken from independent auditor fees, and that should be from, instead of line item 5074, it should be 5029 attorney fees. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for sheriff training for additional costs for purchase of copier in the amount of $1,200. Item C is to receive and file amendment one with Texas Park and Wildlife for a contract extension for the Mesquite Point public boat ramp. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to the state comptroller for the first half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care. Item E is consider and approve a total electronic disbursement for $335,225 to the Bank of New York Mellon for interest payments for the refunding bond series 2012. Item F is consider and approve a total electronic disbursement for $260,325 to BOK Financial for interest payments for the certificates of obligation bond series 2019. And item G is regular county bills check numbers 490118 through 490283 for the period ending 12/28/21, and check numbers 490284 through 490406 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver from Jefferson County to the city of Port Arthur for an unsafe building located at 815 West 15th Street, Port Arthur, Texas. Item B is receive and file an intergovernmental contract between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland regarding services at the Jefferson County Jail. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an intergovernmental contract between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur regarding services at the Jefferson County Jail. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amended tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuels to extend the start of construction until July 1st of 2022. Item E is consider and approve a resolution authorizing submission of multiple hazard mitigation assistance grant applications for HMA programs and authorize the county judge as the authorized representative. Item F is to consider and approve a resolution committing Jefferson County to provide local matching funds secured from individual homeowners to complete the FEMA hazard mitigation grant projects. Item G is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file certificate of participation for Commissioner Darrell W. Bush for successfully completing his hours of education training for District 5 County Judges and Commissioners Conference December 1st, 2021 in Nacogdoches. Item H can be tabled, and item I has been done earlier. Do I have a motion on items A through G?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
I have concerns on these resolutions. Is somebody?
Which one?
Well, we have one at F that I have here. My secretary will. Is somebody who could
Fran?
Put it on?
Yeah, that was Dr. Patrick that put that on there. I'll give you, so I can tell you right now, when you look at the, he's out here, I understand him not being here, that is not a legitimate resolution. It's coming through the court. It only has the name of the judge and the county clerk. It's not a good resolution. It's come through the court. Every member of this court has to sign it. Am I right or wrong, Madam Attorney?
I think that's a good idea, Commissioner.
Maybe on the phone.
He's listening.
He was
going to call in. But he might, like I said, he's out here. I can understand it.
I think we ought to redo those and put every member of the court on those.
Have to be on the list.
Okay. Commissioner Bush, can I get a motion that to approve those items with the amended resolutions and listing all the members of the court?
Yeah, so moved.
Can I get a second?
I got a second. Who is this from? It's 25% match that we're going to put on to the citizens. I want to get a little bit more on it. Sorry, I understand this a little bit more about it.
Okay, I think we can table item F till next week. Yeah, we'll table that till next week and get with Patrick to get him to get us a spreadsheet. Or is Patrick, are you on? You'd like to say something? You need to press star 6 to unmute your line if you're on.
I couldn't hear a lot of Commissioner Alford's questions, but yeah, these two resolutions we have. It was to 9 properties to submit for elevation, and this is under the winter storm Uri and Hurricane Laura funding. We're going to try under both of those because under the brick and the FMA, we weren't successful putting on the FMA, but we still haven't received any funding. They approved it, but we haven't approved any final funding for us. So we went with applying under the two storms for elevation projects, and we can't, I think we have until 15 to submit, so we can redo the resolutions to add all the court members on the bottom. But for the most part, this is a cost-sharing grant that we're applying for, competitive. And one of those resolutions is asking the homeowners to fund the 25% portion for the match.
Okay, and I'm okay with
the
judge if we can do it.
Okay, with corrected resolutions. Okay, all right. So we'll do items A through G with corrected resolutions, and Loma will have to follow up with the members of the court to get them to sign these. Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And. Talking about item H, which was to execute documents with one of several potential contractors as necessary to increase capacity for our monoclonal antibody infusions for Jefferson County. Mr. White and I, and emergency management, we've been working for several weeks. Just as soon as we started to see an increase in the number of daily new infections of COVID in Jefferson County, it became apparent we had a capacity at the infusion center to do 60 cases per day. About 2 weeks ago, it looked like we were going to outstrip that capacity, and we did. We began working with the state, I guess, 2.5-3 weeks ago to try to increase the number of people working at the infusion center to double the capacity to 120 people per day. Our original attempts in working with the state were unsuccessful. We continue to look at all different options, and I want to express my appreciation in court today to Mr. Todd Sinners with Baptist Hospital and Mr. Robert Jacobs with Riceland. They have been steadfast partners in working with us and attempt to find different means of increasing capacity in light of what we thought was the state's no on bringing in additional subcontractors to do the infusions at the center. We worked with several different scenarios, some of which the county would have cost the county $750,000 per month. We finally got it down to one that I planned on bringing to you today, which was going to be $154,000. And last Wednesday, I believe it was, the state came back and agreed to pay for the additional cost, which allows us to take this item off the agenda. I will tell you that during the last week and a half, a lot of people, you know, we had such a dramatic increase in the number of new infections that people were calling the call center and it was overwhelmed. They were not getting answers. They were getting frustrated. They were calling for a period of a day and a half without getting a response. And it was just, there were so many people calling. And Baptist Hospital has been running the call-in center for us and not charging the county for that. And we're thankful for that. They've also increased the number of people that are there to receive calls. They're still overwhelmed, even with the additional personnel. But what we found the last couple days is that we planned on doing 120 per day, but we've had anywhere between 25 or 15 and 60 no-shows. And I think one of the reasons was because initially when we had five chairs before we were able to staff up, people called, made appointments, and they were getting appointments 8 days, 9 days out. And in the interim, they got better and either did not call in or tried to call in and weren't able to get through the call center to cancel their appointment. And so steps have been taken to ameliorate those issues. People are now being seen much more quickly because of the increased number of people that are working at the infusion center. So we anticipate that we're not going to have those no-shows, and that's not going to be a problem. And there are ameliorative measures that have been put in place to take up the slack for any potential no-shows to make sure we get to that 120 infusions per day. But anyway, things should be running more smoothly and people should have less problem, because it was a problem with people calling in, and I'm sure all of us got calls about that. But I am thankful to TDM and to Baptist for their assistance and for TDM providing the additional contractors.
One question, and that question, I guess, around testing. Is that including testing also? Because I know you said Robert from Riceland, at one time they were doing testing. Are they doing infusions now?
They're doing some for their people. I think they're doing 7 to 10 a day. Mike, you've talked to Robert extensively about that.
I'm sure everybody's seen in the media that there's a shortage of the drug. We are experiencing no shortage. But the last time I did speak with Mr. Roberts at Riceland, they have none. So all patients are being referred to the infusion center that need an infusion. Riceland right now is not doing any. And I believe the infusion centers do, in fact, have priority over. Right now they're using BAM until the stromidabad is released.
Amobivalab.
Which has not been released by the federal government yet. They're still holding it. So sometime this week is what we're hoping for, but they've not told us anything when it's going to be released. So right now they're using BAM Eddie. It's about a 2-hour turnaround, and I believe only Baptist has a small amount, but it's going to the infusion centers.
Yeah.
But who's testing, doing testing?
We need to put something out as far as who's
the infusion center does not test.
I'm sorry?
The infusion center does not test.
Well, who do we have in the county that's doing testing?
You can go to CVS. You can go to any pharmacy. I got tested at CVS 2 weeks ago. Anywhere that's doing testing.
Yeah,
right now, we do not have any
testing
set up.
Centers that are set up in front of several of the market baskets that are doing free testing. And so I've seen several lists. Let's go ahead and post a list of, and we'll get on that.
Okay.
Mike, maybe the judge said, and I just missed it. What's the rate now? It was 120 per day, is that right now?
No, it's 120 now. It was 60 per day.
How much?
60.
So it's doubled.
It's doubled. The capacity.
Yeah, we got the favorable decision from the state last Wednesday or Thursday, and they were going to have the contractors in 24 hours, and a bunch of them did show up. There was one that was delayed due to a bunch of the canceled airline flights and so forth, but she has made it in, and so we're happy about that and hopeful that people will have less frustration and with the call-in center, although I will tell you that the last few days the numbers have gone up dramatically. As a matter of fact, we had 397 new positives yesterday, and our 14-day moving average, which I forwarded to all the media last night, had gone up dramatically. We've had a doubling in the number of people in the hospital, but it's still running around 8%. As of yesterday, I spoke to, or Sunday, I can't remember, Medical Center and Baptist and St. E's, and they were running around 8%, which is still well below the 15% for the trauma service area. So we're happy that that's happening, and it appears that though most of the cases, not all of them, are less significant than they were when this first started.
Judge, having spoke with both Christus and Baptist, that the severity and the amount of time people are sick from this spike that we're in is considerably less than it has been in the past. So I think one of the reasons we're seeing no shows is when they test positive, they immediately call to get an appointment, and then 3 or 4 or 5 days later, they feel better. So, I mean, that's from the hospitals that what they're seeing is the severity is considerably less than it's been in the past.
And I work very closely with both those hospitals.
Okay. Anything further?
Good.
Okay. Under Historical Commission, we have one item, which is to possibly approve authorizing county judge to actually receive and file an application for an antiquities permit with the Texas Historical Commission for repair and waterproofing areas of the historic courthouse damaged by water intrusion for installation of a replacement loading dock in the rear of the building. The repairs to the loading dock is budgeted $56,000 for the water intrusion cost to be determined after permit is awarded and may be eligible for FEMA funding and budgeted funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Risk Management, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve self-insuring for any loss covered under the public official bond for Lori Leister, County Clerk, effective January 1st, 2022. Item B is to receive and file executed contract from Interface Behavioral Health. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Okay.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. We are now at our time for public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you may come to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are online and would like to make public comments, you'll need to press *6 and unmute your line. So we are open for public comment. Did you have something to say, Mr. Erickson?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to commend our elected officials and department heads. It's been quite a journey these last 3 weeks with people out, and they've done a great job in reporting. We have about 60 people who are either quarantining or are sick right now with COVID, and that number's increasing. And I think they've done a good job continuing to serve the public the best way they can. I know in my office we were down to two people, you know, over the holidays, so it was a little rough. I'd also like to thank the court for always supporting the Employee Health Department. I know that Leslie and Sophia specifically right now have just been doing really super work. They're going above and beyond and doing testing for our employees, trying to get them back as soon as they can. And also Rachel and Vicky in the health department. They're always responsive when I have calls, and they never fail to get back to me. We've looked at the policy again, the changing CDC guidelines. They're always on top of that. I just think those folks need to be commended for the work that they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Sheriff, you want to say anything about the jail and what you're experiencing out there? I don't want to put you on the spot.
So currently we're back to where we were a few weeks ago. In terms of inmates and our COVID numbers, we're at 60 as of today. And every day, you know, we are getting more and more infections, hoping that we cycle out of it. You know, with the help of the court, we've been taking the inmates to the infusion center, and I'm getting that done, hoping to decrease the longevity of the symptoms that they have. The downside is now our employees are getting it. So we're back up to probably on 25 in corrections officers and daily three or four testing positive. Spoke with Carrie a lot this weekend, a lot during the holidays, because the current CDC guidelines are a little confusing. What we're getting, you know, our old guideline was 10 days for quarantine. The new guidelines are 5 days. And what we're hearing now from some of the medical doctors is even if folks are getting a negative test, the doctors are saying they don't have to return back to work until Monday or, you know, 3 or 4 days later. I'm not in a position to argue that because in some cases people still have health conditions. They may test negative, but they still have some residual effects of the virus. And so hoping to get the opportunity to sit down with you guys and Carrie and figure that out and, you know, what the county's policy is going to be in regard to that. But, law enforcement, I think we're up to 8 officers, law enforcement officers out. So numbers are growing everywhere, just like everywhere else in our community and everywhere else in the country. So
thank you, Sheriff.
I'd like to say something.
Ms. Good.
So I just want the community to know that this is the busiest time of the year for the tax assessor collector's office. We have 3 offices. We have a bunch of people that have tested positive in Mid-County. But I want to say how much I appreciate everybody in my office that has worked so hard. We are seeing hundreds of people a day at the beginning of this week and the last day of last week. And so I appreciate everyone that is working so hard. It's a tough, tough time. And also being the PIO for emergency management, there's a whole lot going on. And I appreciate everyone in my office that's working so hard.
And thank you, Ms. Goetz, for all your work last week. And I'm going to apologize to you for calling you and bothering you at a time when you were running around like a chicken with your head cut off. And I appreciated the information that you gave me last week. It was very helpful. And so, any other public comment or online? If not, thank you all so much for being here. I hope everyone has a very blessed 2022. We'll pray for a return to normal this year, whatever that might be. And I hope everybody here stays healthy. So we are adjourned. It's real.